Vernon Maxwell here with another edition of Famous Quotes from Famous People. How you doing, my friends? If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I want to welcome you out. If you're a returning listener, I want to thank you for coming on back. And my mission with this show is to help you get what you need to get to where you gotta go. I share bite-sized wisdom from the world's most successful and influential people with the hopes that it will ignite something deep down in your soul and inspire you to live out your greatness in whatever capacity that is. I don't know. I just know that we live in a world where there is a dream deficit. There's not enough people going after their dreams. There's not enough people going after the things that they believe in. And my hope is that this will be the light in a world that is filled with so much darkness. And today, my friends, we are talking about August Wilson. He is a playwright who wrote about the complexities of the African-American experience, of undocumented lives, and of the people he grew up with in the Hill District of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 10 of his plays comprise a deliberate body of work unto itself, the Pittsburgh Cycle, also known as the Century Cycle. Each of the plays are set in a different decade of the 20th century, representative of their time from which the past insists on being acknowledged and taken into account. The Pittsburgh Cycle, interestingly enough, was not written in chronological order. In the 2015 PBS documentary, August Wilson, The Ground on Which I Stand, the playwright describes how the play reveals themselves to him. Quote, "I generally start with a line of dialogue, and I often don't know who's talking or why they're talking, and then I'll give the character a name. And by probing him and questioning him, I begin to find out things I need about the character, and from out of that comes the story," end quote. And here's what August Wilson has to say. He said this: "Are you ready, my friends? Have a belief in yourself that's bigger than anyone's belief." And, you know, I'm guilty of this. I feel like maybe a lot of people are too. Oftentimes, as I'm a star personality, I don't know if you notice, I like to be on the stage. So I get feedback, I get acknowledgement from the fans, the people in the audience. And sometimes that's great, right? That can be a great thing, but it can also be a roadblock to success. Because if I'm looking for everybody else to believe in me and I don't have belief in myself and my abilities, then what do I have? And maybe it's the same for you. Maybe you have this ebb and flow, and at times you're on a high, and at times you believe in yourself and what you can do. And at other times, you are stuck thinking, am I good enough? It's often referred to as imposter syndrome. And without that belief deep down that you can do or that you can achieve, it's going to be a long, long, hard road. And that's why this should be a reminder. This quote from August Wilson, that it doesn't matter what people may say or think or do. What matters the most is what we believe about ourselves. If you want to get your quote on the podcast, hit me right now on IG or Twitter. You can find me at Vernon Maxwell. That's M-A-X-X-W-E-L. And I will see you same famous quotes time, same famous quotes channel tomorrow, baby. Peace.